Jessica Curry. This thing is so gentle, girl, that I can barely say its name. It's like an orange CL by a child's hands. Okay, guys, this is the podcast where we talk about things like computers and Macs and PCs and all that stuff. For this episode, I am broadcasting with my friend, the voice from the ceiling. Say hello.
Hello.
He's going to be helping us with the show and talking about the topic with us. Okay, so our topic today, what's our topic today? Wow, okay. Our topic today is running out of disk space on your computer. I know it's
and
not.
How to get more.
Yeah, and how to get more. So, like me, I'm on my laptop right now, which only has, you know, it has roughly 15 gigs of space left, and I should have just not gotten that much stuff in the first place. But, you know, with Final Cut, and I've got to fix my Pro on here too, it's kind of hard not to run out of this space. And also, I've got all those songs on my iTunes, and it can be pretty frustrating. So, if you saved a bunch of files, my first suggestion would find the folder that's taking up most of your disk space. In my disk space, in my case, it is the documents folder, and surprisingly my desktop, and I'm not sure why yet, but if you're like that, then my problem was, a lot of my problem is my iMovie files. I don't like to delete my iMovie files, so I went through those in my documents. I saved them all in my documents, and I deleted all my iMovie files, which actually helped a lot. It got me a couple gigs more. Around when I deleted that, I had 30 gigs, but, you know, I still got down to 15 gigs again, and if you want to get more, you could buy more. Yeah, I think you have to buy more and maybe a computer shop and install some more.
Or we also recommend
another
hard drives.
Yeah, you could buy an extra.
That you don't need.
And another thing you could do is that with the files that you still want, but you don't necessarily need, and you don't need to access them 24/7 every single day, you could go out and buy maybe at Walmart, or maybe Best Buy has them, or other stores that buy computer stuff. You could go out and buy an external hard drive, which should hook up via USB. It should work pretty good.
They have them at all the big shops. They have them at Target, Walmart, Best Buy, you name it, they probably have it.
Except a grocery store. Yeah.
But grocery store.
Because grocery stores sell groceries. But anyway, so yeah, you could buy an external hard drive and get all the stuff that you don't want. Or another thing, if your computer is just really messed up and slow, you could just go ahead and clean it up. Like, just go ahead and clear all the files out and start brand new. Or maybe buy an external drive, get all the stuff that you really need, and then clean all the rest. Which, it's another thing if you just really need all of it cleared out.
And also, if you don't know how to check how much space you have, if you're on a Windows, specifically Vista, just open up My Computer, and it has it right there.
Yeah. Like, mine, I had to download a widget on mine. This is probably most Macs, a lot of good things, they have it on the widgets, and if you want to monitor, there are a lot of good apps that help you monitor your disk space usage and stuff. And that could help you a lot too.
Also, a good thing to do is once a week or once a month, or pick a time period, go to your control panel and Yeah. Start to try it out.
Like, don't ever... a mistake that I made was that I just deleted the application and I didn't install. So what I did after that is I completely had to go into my library and delete all of the files, the application support. And, you know, you don't really want to do that. You know, you can mess up your computer on the way. You don't want to delete anything that's necessarily important to your computer. So, yeah, just go ahead. You should just delete all of the files that you don't use all the time. Or maybe stuff that you used to use, but you don't use it at all anymore. And yeah, and stuff like that. Like with me, I have, I thought that the developer files, I downloaded developer stuff, and that actually didn't take as much space as I thought it would. Like, big files, you don't want to just go ahead and delete all the stuff that you think would be a big file, because in my case, the documents, I wasn't expecting that. That's why you should actually go and, like, on a Mac, if you're on a Mac, you go to the file that might have a potential to have a lot of space usage. You click Command I, and it should tell you the info at the top. It should tell you the gigabytes or millibytes or the size of your folder. Like, I just checked my music folder, and it's taking up 25.55 gigs of space. And my desktop, it takes up 41, which is surprising to me. I don't know why I would do that. Maybe I need to go around. Okay, and here's the big one, the documents folder, 66.28 gigs. And that's all of my iMovie files. Because I don't have a lot of stuff in my, documents file. I only have 28 items, it's not a lot. But it is taking up 66 gigs, which is actually a lot for the stuff that's in there.
QuickTime movies use a lot of space too.
Another thing that might be slowing you down is that if you've got a lot of podcasts or a lot of movies on your iTunes, that you could those actually take up a lot of space if you have a lot of those. And what I would do, if I don't think iTunes lets you do this, but you could put the movies on DVDs. I don't think iTunes lets you do that though, for copyright reasons.
But there is a way to do it.
Yeah, you could actually do it if you wanted to. I think the law says that you can put movies on DVDs for home usage. But then again, I'm not an expert. I wouldn't know this. I would look it up. I wouldn't take my word for it.
Home usage, as long as you bought them, but you're not allowed to give it away.
You're not allowed to give it away or sell it or anything, because that's against the law and that's bad. So I wouldn't take my word for this. I would go and actually look it up instead of taking my word for it. But yeah, that's a few ways you could check, and hopefully reveal the space that is on your computer. And now, we've gotten to the end of our podcast, it is time for our music choice. And the title for this track is Daniel Johnson Was Stabbed in the Heart with the Moon Dagger by the King of Darkness, and his ghost is writing this song as a warning to all of us. I know it's a really, really unnecessarily long title for a song, but it's actually a really good listen. Today's podcast, sponsored by
PCMacApp.uk, your help for PCs and Mac.
And free, uncopyrighted music by Dystro and other artists that we featured in this podcast. Now let's take a listen to our music choice.
The ghost of Daniel Johnson sings a song for you to cut your teeth, as a solitary dagger steals the sights that would have set you free. The demons praise the Lord on high for listening to what they need. I'm small but I'm important. Johnson sings a song for you to cut your teeth as a solitary dagger steals the sights that would have set you free. The demons praise the Lord on high for listening to you.